It is 8 minutes after eight. I'm joined in studio now by Darian Ray. Good morning, D-Ray.
Good morning.
It is Baking Wednesday.
It is.
So the baking time machine got all fired up, and you have taken us back to which era?
The 1930s again.
The 1930s. All right. So in front of me here is a delightful looking, it kind of looks like a cupcake, a little bit like a muffin maybe here. So what am I looking at? What is this?
Well, I couldn't find my bread loaf last night, so I couldn't find the tin.
Oh, okay.
I made peanut butter bread in my muffin tins, because
okay, cool.
It was easier to share this way.
You're very right. You know, that way there isn't quite so much cleanup, right? You just
exactly.
peel off the wrapper. So peanut butter bread, is that what you said? So peanut butter bread. Now, from the 1930s, I would imagine that, you know, the last one we had, the potato candy, was from the 1930s.
It was.
That featured peanut butter as well. But it also featured, what, a bazillion cups of icing sugar.
Yes. This one doesn't have as much sugar at all. This one actually only has a fourth cup of sugar.
Oh, no
It's
kidding.
Got a very small amount of sugar.
Okay.
And actually, the peanut butter doubles as not only our flavoring agent, but our fat as well, because we're replacing the butter with the peanut butter. Because in the 1930s, if you're in one of those areas that you didn't have as much butter or milk, they were really coveted items. So you'd rather have that at dinner when you make like mashed potatoes or
that
something
makes sense, yeah.
something delicious for your family and not just a dessert. So this is why we would have the peanut butter instead.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, so cool. Well, let's give it a shot here. So a question.
Yes.
How long does it take to make peanut butter bread?
So if I were to make it in a loaf, it would have taken a lot longer. So the recipe itself only takes about 15 minutes to whip everything together. But once you get it in your loaf, it takes about an hour to cook.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you have to check it starting at about 45 minutes until it's about golden brown.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right. So I notice I'm breaking it apart here to have a little look at it before I eat it. And I notice that it almost looks like there's veins of peanut butter throughout it.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like swirled into the bread.
Yep. You have to mix it in. Just like you do any other, like, ingredient when you make your butter, you mix it in, but it's darker so you could see it better, which is kind of fun.
So it does have a very sort of bread consistency.
Yep.
It's not like a cakey consistency.
No, it's not like a banana bread where it'd be more of a cake than a bread. This one's definitely more of a savory, very bread-like.
But it's got the delicious peanut butter flavor. Yeah, like
it
it's
does.
Definitely there. If you're a fan of peanut butter, you're going to love this.
I was thinking that. I'm like, this is perfect. You can make like a peanut butter and jam sandwich without needing peanut butter. You just add the jam on top. I thought that would be delicious.
I could imagine. If you made this in a loaf and then you sliced it like bread.
Yeah.
And then use it to make toast in the morning.
That would be
good. That'd be nuts. Oh, man.
Just having just butter on it, toasted. Delicious.
Well, Darian, as always, you have not missed once ever. So this one is once again a hit. Like we said before, the last one took up all the sugar. So this one, not quite as sweet, but it's a very peanut buttery flavor, and it would be perfect for breakfasts and stuff like that.
I definitely think it's a good breakfast one.
Okay, so now you mentioned you brought in some other things to put with it, right?
Yes, I do have butter and jam as well in the hall if you'd like to try some of your little muffin bread thing later.
my biscuit. We'll call it a biscuit.
It's a biscuit. That's good.
It's like a biscuit. So we're going to try it with some jam here, too, as well. That's delicious. Darian, thank you so much for firing up the baking time machine. As always, if you're looking for the recipe or the reaction from other staff around the building here, you can have a look at Darian's blog.
Yes, on Q98.ca. I'll have it up there.
Excellent. Can't wait for the next baking time machine. We're always going back in time with D-Ray in the baking time machine on Beach Radio. Darian, thanks for joining us.
No problem.